argument is Williams versus Bertrand. Ms. Floyd.
May it please the court, the only issue properly before this court is whether Williams' confessions were involuntary and thus improperly admitted at trial. And this case is one of an unreasonable determination of the facts in light of the evidence presented. We believe the state committed unreasonable error in this particular case, and the reason for that is that the interrogation that took place in regard to Lawrence Williams was very intense, and the manner that it was done violated the Fifth Amendment and 14th Amendment rights. He was interrogated for 25 hours within a 45-hour time span, which was very intense. At the time of his arrest, he was 19 years old. He had no prior or very little prior contact with the criminal justice system. He maintains, at the risk of being chastised by this court, that he requested the assistance of an attorney and that he be allowed to speak to an attorney during the interrogation. He did attend an alternative school, and he was not completely understanding, he did not completely understand his rights. This appeal arises out of the district court's denial of the writ of habeas corpus brought by Mr. Lawrence Williams. And when the district court issued an order granting a certificate of appealability...
But has the Supreme Court upheld equally protracted interrogation?
Pardon, Your Honor?
Has the Supreme Court upheld equally protracted interrogation?
Well, Your Honor, there has been interrogations that I know that have been overturned. There's the three cases.
I'm asking about the ones that are upheld. Aren't there a number of cases involving this protracted interrogation, this kind of protracted interrogation in which and it's been held not to be coercive?
Yes, there are, Your Honor.
Then how Wisconsin courts are following those decisions, how can they be unreasonably applying Supreme Court precedent?
Well, Your Honor, I believe that one of the issues of fact in this particular matter is that whether Williams did request the assistance of an attorney, and I believe that because it is an issue of fact, that it does relate to the type of conduct that the officers and interrogators are allowed to conduct upon the person being interrogated. And in this particular matter, because he was an individual that did attend an alternative school and had a learning disability, the manner that this particular case was interrogated violated
his constitutional rights. But learning disabilities usually refer to difficulties in reading, don't they?
Yes, it does, Your Honor. It does go a little further than that also. It was not a special education school. It was an alternative school.
What's an alternative school?
An alternative school.
Disciplinary problems.
Not a mainstream school.
Was it related to disciplinary problems?
Your Honor, yes, I believe that those were a part of the problem.
Yeah, that's what an alternative school is, isn't it? You take children who are disruptive out of the classroom and put them in an alternative school. Right?
Yes, Your Honor. well, he was arrested, though, on December 16, 1995, and they did conduct an extensive interrogation on that particular day. It was followed by an interrogation on December 17th, and he did on that day reduce his statement to writing. And then again on December 18th, he was subjected to another interrogation in the morning. Between the 16th and 17th, he was permitted only to sleep with two chairs pushed together. And I believe that under those conditions that it could lead to the fact that he was coerced and that his will was overborne, given the totality of the circumstances. And we are asking this court to vacate and remand this case for resentencing.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Boyd. Mr. Weinstein?
May it please the court, my name is Warren Weinstein. I'm an assistant attorney general for the state of Wisconsin, appearing on behalf of Daniel Bertrand, warden. This case is essentially an unreasonable application case. The district court did not certify the Miranda claim. The state court determined that based on the credibility findings of the state circuit court, it's difficult to see how such a finding can be unreasonable, even if the district court had certified that question, and that's probably why it didn't. The real question, it seems to me, is whether a protracted interrogation in three sessions like this by itself, because there's no evidence of anything else, is coercive. And in this case, the state courts determined that it was reasonable because there were 12 different felonies involved, one attempted first-degree homicide, and 11 armed robberies or attempted armed robberies. I don't remember exactly the number of how those broke down. Some of them were actual, some of them were only attempted. During the interrogation, the officer sought search warrants, executed the search warrants, confronted Williams with the evidence that they had obtained in order to convince him that he was in worse position than he thought he was. And they allowed him breaks to eat, to use the bathroom. They allowed him time to sleep. It was an extended period of time because there were a lot of crimes. The entire thing was completed, and he was brought before a magistrate, or at least had a probable cause determination within 45 hours, which is within the presumptive period of Riverside. So it seems to me that the state court decision here is not objectively unreasonable, and for that reason, this court should affirm the district court's decision.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Weinstein. Ms. Boyd, do you have anything further? Okay, well, thank you very much, both counsel, and we had requested you to represent the client, so thank you for your effort.